All right, guys, welcome back to the City Kids Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything. If you guys have any topics that you want us to talk about, all you gotta do is DM me on Instagram at the City Kids Podcast. That is at City Kids Podcast. Send us your topic and send us an audio or video of your opinion on the topic. And we will talk about it next episode. Enjoy this episode. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the City Kids Podcast. Today, we're gonna talk about the whole Beast Mode thing that happened last week, and we're gonna talk about the whole 6ix9ine versus Meek Mill beef that also happened last week. So make sure y'all go ahead and, you know, relax, get your popcorn, your chips, your Gatorade, whatever you need. Stay tuned for this podcast. Make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you guys will be notified every single time we drop a new episode. We drop episodes weekly. Every Wednesday we drop an episode, and we also drop bonus episodes from time to time. For you to be updated on everything, just go ahead and follow us on Instagram at City Kids Podcast, and go ahead and follow us on TikTok at City Kids Podcast. All right, guys, so let's get into the whole Beast Mode thing that happened last week. So before I play the video of what she said, I'm gonna give you guys a little brief thing of what happened. Now, basically, how I know this is I joined Beast Mode's Clubhouse room. You know, I was just random. I seen 21 Savage in there, so I was like, you know, let me see what's going on. And I joined in there. It was B Simone, 21, some girl named Tokyo, and a lot of just wannabe Atlanta rapper niggas, right? So I just joined in there, and they were talking about the whole situation of what happened and everything. I'm not going to get too much in detail because I do want to hear y'all. I want y'all to hear it from herself, from her words. And then we're going to get into what the people on Clubhouse are saying. And then we're going to get into my thoughts. So let's play the video. So, all right, so let me walk y'all into how I found out about the situation. I was on Clubhouse, like I said, joined the thing, 21 Autumn was in there. And it was going back and forth, and basically the thing was, they made some type of group on Club. Some people made, not these people, but some separate people made a group on Clubhouse, a room, saying, if you don't know, I'm sorry if y'all hear the sirens, but just let it happen. But they made a little room, basically a little party or whatever. A little group chat, I guess you can say, a little FaceTime group chat. That's kind of what Clubhouse is. If you don't know what it is, then what are you doing? But they made a room, whatnot, and they basically was hating, saying that she was talking about black women and all that types of stuff and whatnot. Now, B Simone in Tokyo, 21 Savage wasn't really talking too much. But them, and then I think they had B Simone manager, lawyer. Now, I don't know why they was, but they was in there, okay? And long story short, they was in there, and some people was in there. Some people that was in the ops room was in a room. So they brought them up, they was talking, and they was asking them why they don't got the same energy. And basically everybody was saying that, well, the ops were saying that B. Simone was talking about black women, but she never said that. I'm gonna be honest with you. Let me know how y'all feel. Cause I feel like she was talking about, bro, okay, this is the way I see it, bro. I feel like if you black, bro, if you black and you talk, I don't know, bro. I think it's a black thing. I feel like when a black person makes a video, a lot of black women are gonna feel like, because you know, how do I put this? Okay, it's like this. You know when somebody will say something, but it's not about you, but it's about you. You know, but you feel like it's about you. So let's say if somebody will be like, oh, I don't fuck with niggas that make podcasts. Nigga might not even know me, but I'm gonna be like, you know, I'm gonna feel this type of way. Because I make podcasts. So it's like, he's saying, all right, fuck everybody who make podcasts. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it was more so that. And I feel like more of those people that she was talking about is more on the African-American black side. So I can understand what the ops was talking about. I'm just saying ops because this is better. So I can understand what the ops was talking about. Now, if you was in that room, brother, you know. Yo, I don't know who this Tokyo, I don't know who the Tokyo girl, Tokyo girl, she was going off. She was basically saying the people that was in that room need to be, the ops need to keep the same energy. And the way I see it, bro, they was pretty much depending like this. B. Simone didn't say a word. And I feel like she was talking about black people, but she just didn't want to say it because she was scared. You know, all the other stuff that happened, but the way that I feel towards it, and I feel like, low cap, she's not lying what she said in there. But it's not the fact that, bro, black women hate other black women in a way that's like, it's shameful. Because you see niggas, and I don't say that as like, I say that as like black, okay, but I'm not going to say black men because we just call each other niggas. So you see niggas is like, all right, we hate each other, but we would never... Like, unless you the op, I'm gonna support you. You know what I'm saying? Every time I see something, I'm gonna support it. It might not always be the way you want it to, but I'm gonna support it. You know what I'm saying? It might be like, I don't know. It might be in the way, shape, or form that's not gonna, I'm not gonna promote it right then and there, or I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I might put it right then and there, or I'm just gonna wait into, you know, something else. Like, I'm gonna give y'all, okay, so my closest friends are in NBM and they got big roles in NBM. And I say NBMM. In Mud Brothers Mafia, y'all know I put the ad out in last podcast. It might be in this podcast. And I'm real close to them. When it first dropped, I didn't repost about it or nothing because I was waiting to put it on my podcast. Not a lot of people be like, a repost is nothing, but they know that I support them, and I supported them, and I reposted them. I reposted them when I reposted them last week. This I'm trying to talk in, you know, in future terms for y'all, but I supported them last week. I think it was like the day after. No, I think it was the day of. It was either the day of or the day after the website dropped. Day after the website dropped, I reposted it. But I'll be on my phone, but I don't be on my phone, if you know what I'm saying. Like, my phone is most of the time on Do Not Disturb because I get distracted easily. And when I'm doing my work, my phone really on Do Not Disturb. When I'm doing my podcast, it needs to be on Do Not Disturb. But, yeah, niggas will always support you, but they might not support you quick. That was an example. I don't know if that was a good example. I'm not really good at examples, but, oh, yeah, make sure y'all go ahead and www.mudbrothersmafia.net. Go check out the artists on there. They got interviews on there. They got their merch on there. Everything. Make sure y'all go check it out. But that's what I was saying. I feel like with women, bro, you don't see that. Cause it's so many women to be having like lash companies and all that. You don't see unless they know you personally. They're not gonna support you at all. They're not. You know, people I don't know personally, but I support. Like, I ain't gonna cap. I ain't even gonna cap. Like, I be supporting a whole bunch of black businesses when I don't. But there's some people that I support that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, every single person I've interviewed that I don't know on a personal level, I share their stuff. You know what I'm saying? I make sure I share their music. I make sure I share everything. You know what I'm saying? That's my way of supporting them, interviewing them. That's supporting them. Everybody that I've interviewed besides Miles T. Jordan and Tommy from Mudd Brothers Mafia, I don't know, or they don't live in Charlotte. What we got? I interviewed somebody from Indiana, Atlanta, Milwaukee. What was it? Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, Milwaukee. I'm just Milwaukee, up there. So, you know, I support what I see. You know what I'm saying? If I see something on TikTok, I'm 9 times out of 10, I'm not gonna support it off site. I gotta see it a couple more times. Like this one podcast, I ain't gonna say too much about it because I only popped it twice. It got the third time's a charm. But if it pops up like multiple times, then I'm gonna be like, all right, let me check this out. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's God telling me, all right, this is, you know what I'm saying, this can help you out. Take notes from it. But with women, bro, you don't see that at all. You rarely see a female post another female's hair company, nail company, whatever. Because I'm not saying all black females, but majority of half of black females do not support each other at all. And it is so crazy because, bro, it feel like black women, they getting up there. You know what I'm saying? They getting up there in the conversation. And I feel like they had to overcome a lot more than the black African-American males. We had slavery and then boom. We was, you know what I'm saying, boom. Once we got past that, once we got past all that, we was good. You know what I'm saying? We was voting. You know what I'm saying? We was out in the field. Getting right, you know what I'm saying? We was out in the wars fighting for the country, doing what we wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? Women was in the house, cook, clean, do what you had to do. We was out here rapping, all that. The females was rapping, but it wasn't like just now. Cardi, Sweetie, Megan, Ariana, Taylor Swift, Ariana and Taylor, so they're not even black, but what's girl name? She with Amon Shepherd. Ooh, I forgot her name. What is it like? Taylor something? Tiana Taylor. That's her name? Tiana Taylor? Or is it no, not Tiana Trump. Tiana Taylor. Her. She doing music now. Who else? I feel like I'm missing somebody. Nicki Minaj. She ain't just not doing it, but you know, you get the gist. So it's like, bro, and it's something that I don't know. Women are not gonna say, but black women are very toxic, no cap. Some of y'all, but I just you rarely see too much support in the female black community, and it's just it I really don't care because listen. If the way I look at my stuff, bro, if it's meant for me to be famous, have millions of dollars, $1,000 right now, then I will already have it. But I look at everything as a lesson learned. I don't need to be, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to have that fame, have that spotlight, and have all that money right now. Because I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I don't know how to manage my money. I know how to manage my money, but millions and millions of dollars is a lot of money, and it's a lot of discretions. I'm gonna put it like that. And then fame, you also gotta watch what you say. I'm the person that, you know what I'm saying, every now and again, I'm just gonna say what I gotta say. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all might know that in some of my old podcasts on the CJB show. I speak my mind. So I look at everything as a lesson learned. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my podcast not as up as it is now. You know, hey, I'm going to keep doing it. It's going to get up there. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way I got. That's the way I feel like everybody gotta look at it. This whole B. Simone situation is just, I really don't know. I don't know what to say personally, because just like being in that room, bro, it was a whole bunch of toxicity going on there. Like, I'm not even going to lie to y'all. It was a lot, bro. Clubhouse is a toxic place. I took a break. I haven't been on Clubhouse since for y'all, it was, what, three, four weeks I haven't been on Clubhouse? Clubhouse is addicting, bro. Clubhouse is a drug. Don't use it. Don't get an invite from me either, unless you're buying it from me. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let me know how y'all feel. Comment down below how y'all feel about the whole B. Simone situation. Comment on Instagram. I made a post about it. So make sure y'all comment on Instagram and let me know. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead, throw a little ad because I need to get this cheese. Get it. And then we're going to talk about the whole 6ix9ine and Meek Mill thing, because I got something to say about 6ix9ine. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned. CJB Podcast. City Kids Podcast. I'm tripping. All right, guys. Now, if you guys are wondering, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a Monday. You know what I'm saying? You bored. You like, I've already listened to the latest episode of the City Kids Podcast. I want another podcast to listen to. If you guys want to listen to another podcast to listen to, you guys want to know, but make sure you guys listen to the Jungle Juice Podcast. The Jungle Juice Podcast is a podcast where a group of friends come together and just discuss and debate about topics, and they be getting teed over there. So if you guys want a little bit more of a tea, you know what I'm saying, funny podcast list to make sure y'all go ahead over to the Jungle Juice Podcast. New episodes come out from them every single Monday at midnight. So make sure y'all go over there. Make sure y'all go follow them on Instagram and on Twitter at jungle_juice_podcast, and let them know that the City Kids sent y'all. All right, y'all. So welcome back. Hopefully you guys go ahead and go check out the Jungle Juice Podcast and all that. But now we got Meek Millie, King of Philly. Meek Millie, Philly. I wonder if he did that on purpose. Anyway, that's besides the point. Anyway, so for those that do not know or have been sleeping under a rock, or you just might have not known, because I wouldn't have known this if it didn't pop up my recommendation page on YouTube. For those that don't know, Meek Mill was at this club, and 6ix9ine he pulled up to the club and waited for Meek Mill outside of the club for this reason. He waited outside there basically to press him, saying la la la. You know how 6ix9ine gets in trouble. Let's just play the video so I can get my feedback, so y'all can hear this. This is really interesting. All right, guys, so this part right here, this part is 6ix9ine. This is what 6ix9ine recorded. When Meek Mill walked out, he recorded it. You know, if you was to ask me, he did this on purpose. He recorded, who knows why. But this is 6ix9ine's side. This is what 6ix9ine recorded. That's a fact, you buy, nigga. That's a fact, you buy, nigga. Hey, you security. This is security. That's security, nigga. You want to know? Listen, hold up. Look. You won't go like this. Look. Shut up. And you with a cop. We out. And look, you tight. And you with police. And you with police, nigga. Look, that's the cop. That's a fact, that nigga. Look, he with a cop. We don't got no security. I got my own fight on his security in the club. That nigga's a cop. So yeah, that's what 6ix9ine posted. Then that's what he posted on Instagram. Then the caption was, "Stop letting these rappers lie to you. They ain't tough." He said, "Running around with the po-" he said, "They ain't tough." Wait, they too tough for security. I don't. They said that they too tough for security. Don't. Oh, I read that wrong. I'm so sorry. Stop letting these rappers lie to you, thinking that they. I guess he forgot to say thinking 6ix9ine. Come on, bro. He's supposed to say they. Let me. Look. Pretty much what he's saying is stop letting these rappers cap to you. Woody woody woo. They not tough. They got security. He added Meek Mill. Then he said run around with police. This is how you expose these fake gangster niggas. Pussy clown. That's what he did. And then this is Meek Mill's side. Alright, so in that post, Meek Mill said the feds sent him to take me out. What the fuck? He had to spit on bruh for him to retreat, LOL. He waited on me outside the club. I thought I was dreaming. What the fuck? We almost smoked him. LOL, he posted a little threat. Popping in the parking lot, waiting for me. Laughing emojis. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, bruh. This looks bad on 6ix9ine thing, but let me just say this, bro. Anything that 6ix9ine does, somebody said Meek Mill said this about 6ix9ine. Let's just say that. Let's just assume that, right? It don't matter if he had legit beef. From now on, anybody that 6ix9ine goes after. That's just the government sending them. That's the government. That's how it's gonna be. That's how it's gonna be from now until on. So do I personally believe that's something to do with the feds? I do. I don't know why the court dropped all charges against Mill. Meek Mill is not a felon anymore. That whole felon thing he been going through since he was 13, all that's been dropped. So Meek Mill's not no felon no more, but that's still, you know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, he's not a felon on the books, but I'm pretty sure, you know, if something happens, he gets caught up again, you know, I'm pretty sure they're going to give him some time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say, bro. I can't say what I want to say, bro, because, yeah, I just can't say them words. But I really don't. A lot of stuff was bleeped out. That's how the video was. Because Meek Mill, 6ix9ine took their videos down, so I had to go to a second source. But yeah. So I really believe. First, I want to say that this man 6ix9ine really waited. He was really waiting on Meek Mill outside the club. Like that don't seem weird to y'all, bro. Like. This man's a whole artist. He could have been in the studio making music for his fans, but he was waiting on Meek Mill. And which I'm going to guess Meek Mill was either probably in, I don't know where he'd be at. Where he'd be at, Philly, in LA, Miami. I feel like a lot of old hair rappers go to Miami. I feel like that's like the spotlight. If you like an old hair rapper, you go to Miami. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if Tupac and Biggie were still alive, they'd be living in Miami. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Kendrick from L.A., so I don't see why he would move. I wouldn't be surprised if J. Cole lived in Miami. I think he lives in North Carolina, though. I think he lives in Raleigh, actually. If I'm not mistaken. But I feel like that was a whole setup, bro. Like, 6ix9ine is a fed, bro. And the whole security thing, bro. Listen, right? Then okay, so I got this from A Boogie. I don't know if this is from any other. I don't know if any other rappers do this, but I know A Boogie does this. A Boogie said this one time. He said that he has to hire security because he legally cannot walk around with a gun. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I'm pretty sure Meek Mill can walk around with a gun since all everything is dropped. But I don't even think that'll be a smart move just for the fact that, you know what I'm saying? That's Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying? He still has that. He still got, even though he's technically not a felon, he's still a felon. I'm pretty sure the judge said, you know, if Woody Woo happens again, you know, boom, this is X, Y, and Z is going to happen. So he hired security. You know, there's a lot of people that hire security. The Baby got security. There's a lot of rappers that have security and got their own gun. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure everybody seen the little clip of a little baby in Icebox that went viral. Now, it was in what jewelry store? It was an Icebox or some other place where he had that little white jacket on. He had his gun in his pocket. I'm pretty sure we all seen that. You know what I'm saying? So, you got rappers that don't got security. You got rappers that got security. And then you got some people like Drake. They got a security in the front, a security car in the front, in the back, him in the middle, or he might be in the front. You know what I'm saying? That little video, I know y'all seen a little video of Drake pulling up to some takeout place to get some food, and they blocked off the whole street. I know y'all seen that. But yeah, that's it for this episode of the City Kids Podcast. Let me check the agenda before. Yeah, that's it on this episode of the City Kids Podcast. Make sure you guys go ahead and give us a 5 out of 5 rating. Make sure you go ahead and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. If you made it this far, I love you. And you're the best person in the world. I want you to know that you can succeed in anything you want to do. So with that being said, tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow us on, Facebook. Follow us on Instagram at the City Kids Podcast. And make sure you guys follow our TikTok too, which is at the City Kids Podcast. Also, everything is City Kids Podcast. And on Facebook, City Kids Podcast. So I'll see you guys next week. I will see you guys next week, next Wednesday. Have a blessed week, and I'm out. Peace.